Welcome back. Caregiver Crossing is the name of the show. 93WIBC. It's a sponsor of Joy's House, and we appreciate it very much. And with me this morning, Candace Preston. If you're just joining us, Candace, hey.
Hey.
Also, Jeff Gronemeyer from American Senior Communities.
Hi there.
Jeffrey.
Hi.
You're sitting next to a lovely... Hi. You're sitting next to a lovely... Do you know her?
I do.
Okay, you introduce her then. It's your turn.
It's the wonderful Tanya Piercy.
Yay! Yes.
She's an activities director for us at ASC out at our Brownsburg Meadows healthcare facility, and does a wonderful job out there with all of our folks, and so kind of her to come down and talk a little bit about a week of wishes.
Oh, hi, Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. Welcome. We're glad. Does he really know you, or did he make that up?
No, yes, he does. If he wants to claim me.
Okay.
I claim all happy, successful people.
Tanya, we're glad you're here with us. As she is the activities director at Brownsburg Meadows, and what a week of wishes. It's hard to say a million times.
Week of wishes.
What is that?
Well, Twilight Wish Foundation is an organization that grants wishes across the country. Yes, we have a chapter here in Indiana, and American Senior Communities is a proud sponsor of that organization. So coinciding with Nursing Home Week, which is actually May 14th through the 20th, Twilight Wish is granting wishes across the U.S. through the chapters, which, you know, each chapter is encouraged to at least grant one wish that per day that week. So we are encouraging other people outside of the organization also to grant wishes, and then they can go on to the website at twilightwish.org and contribute their photos from the wish, and then they're going to have like a little photo contest. So it's just a week of happiness and encouraging people to really look at the seniors in their lives and offer some happiness and see what wishes they have to maybe fulfill for them and bring joy.
How neat.
So Twilight Wish is calling for outsiders, as bad as that sounds, to
nominate seniors for wishes,
but also to actually live out these wishes, right?
Right, correct. And if you go to the website there, we are actually accepting applications here in our Indiana chapter. So if you have a senior that you know of in your life that you'd like for them to have a wish granted, then go to our website, and there's a process there that you get on the application and send it in, and we'll take a look at it. And as long as it's doable, then we try our very best to get everyone's wish granted. It brings such joy, and we're glad to be a part of that.
What are some of the wishes that you've granted in the past, Tanya?
Well, our Indiana chapter, we have let one of the residents at one of our facilities, American Senior Community Facilities, go see a Colts game, and they got to go on the field and meet Colts players. And we've taken a lady that used to go shopping and take Chicago trips with her husband, who is now unfortunately passed away, and her wish was to go to Chicago one more time and get to do the things that they did. So we granted that wish and took her to Chicago and took her on a shopping spree. We took her down on the train, and her and her sister, and they got to ride the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier. And
that's so cool.
And we've taken a resident that used to be a catcher, baseball catcher, and his dream was to, you know, go to a baseball game and be a part of that. And the Indianapolis Indians were so kind to let us come down, and they gave us the mayor's box so he could take in the game, and they let him ring the victory bell down there on the field. Aww. So yeah, it's really rewarding to take part in these wishes.
Fantastic.
That is great. How long has Twilight Wish been doing this?
Well, Twilight Wish has actually been granting wishes for 13 years, but this is our first inaugural year for the Wish Week. So we're excited about getting that kicked off and becoming a tradition each year with that.
Okay. All right. With us again is Tanya Piercy. She's the activities director at Brownsburg Meadows, which is an American Senior Communities community. And I'm wondering, okay, I just want to be clear on this. Is there a website I can go to and look at a list of wishes and maybe I can help grant them?
There is a website. It's twilightwish.org.
Okay.
And you can go on there and see wishes that have been granted, wishes that are in the works. There's a place on there that you can donate through PayPal, or there's a tab that says getting involved, you can click on that and it tells you ways to get involved with the organization.
Okay. Oh, so like if you're a person who could grant a wish for somebody, you can go on there well. If you have
awesome.
A company or tickets to something. Oh, that's awesome.
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to look right now. I'm Googling it. You guys go ahead and talk to amongst yourselves.
I don't think I ever thought about that before. So a whole week of wishes. That's a lot of wishes.
It's a lot of wishes,
That's a lot of wishes. Are we doing just one wish a day
each chapter,
as many as we can?
Yeah, they're encouraging each chapter to do at least one wish during the week. And there are numerous chapters throughout the country. But they're also encouraging people outside of the Twilight Wish organization, like if you have an elderly neighbor that you would like to do something nice for, to do that and record it, with pictures, and then pick one picture that really, sets the story of the day, send it in to under the news tab on the twilightwish.org website, and you can send that in, and then they're going to have a photo contest where your friends and family can go on, and it raises awareness for Twilight Wish, and they can like your photo, and then you win a prize if your photo wins. So it's just a fun week.
So what are the guidelines for nominating someone?
Well, actually, there is a criteria. It's based on age and income, and then if the person is a resident in a long-term care facility, then they qualify. Okay. They actually are, the age limit was 68, but I believe if it hasn't already been lowered, it will be lowered soon. They're lowering that age limit to 65.
Oh, they are.
Yes, that was just
because I'm getting closer. I was going to say, because we're getting closer.
I start saving up my wishes.
That's for sure. Okay, all right. Tanya Piercy, how did you get involved with seniors? How did this happen? Why did you go this direction?
Well, you know, I think I didn't have grandparents growing up. They had already passed by the time, and I think I've always longed for that. So when I used to be an elementary school librarian, to be honest, and then I went from one realm to the other.
Wow.
But yeah, so I just love seniors. I always have. And, you know, becoming involved with American Senior Communities and becoming the activity director there, I really can say I wake up each day and I'm happy to go to my job. It really is a rewarding career. And, you know, they're sweet souls, and I love being involved with them every
day.
They
are. And they're the best. I think they are the best source of history, honestly.
Oh, yes.
You can really hear history when you sit down and you talk to a senior. And they love sharing the history.
Yes, they do.
Out of their mouths, that's the fact right there.
That's right.
as far as I'm concerned. All right. Anything else, guys, before we let you go? Anything you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Now, do you have any updates or any hopes for this coming the Wish Week?
We do have a wish in the works.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do. I can't share that because we haven't surprised the receivee with the news. So, but yeah, it's an exciting wish, and it'll be really fun. So keep up on the website, and you'll see pictures.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Oh, good. Is it a female or a male? You're granting?
It's a male.
It's a male.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a sports related?
No.
Is it
20 wish guesses? Yeah. Is it travel?
I was going to say travel. Is it about travel?
Sort of, you could say, yeah.
Oh, you mean like staying within the vicinity, in the area?
Staying in the area of where they are, yes.
Is there anything we can help
Has
you
anybody
with,
wished to me? Like marry a celebrity? You know,
but
the kids
did.
Want to go to proms.
We did grant a wedding. Aww. We granted a wedding.
There
it
you
was
go.
Two residents in one of our facilities,
oh,
and we had
that.
A wedding at the facility. It was so beautiful.
So nothing is too big.
How old was that couple?
They were both in their late 80s.
I love it.
Yeah, it was no wish. Yeah, the wishes can be as small as, hey, my hearing aid needs repaired, and maybe they don't have the money to do that. To you know, going on a trip somewhere. We've had one person that their brother lived out of the country and he hadn't seen him, so we got to fly him in and had the visit with that. So really no wish is too big. If you wish it, then please fill out the application and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Tanya Piercy, Activities Director at Brownsburg Meadows. It is the Week of Wishes. American Senior Community, ASCSeniorCare.com for more information. Tanya, thanks for coming in
today.
Thank
you.
We can't wait to see what this next wish is. We love it. Twilight Wish Foundation. It's amazing. TwilightWish.org for more information. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing 93 WIBC.